article is called American Heroes, summary by Madison. Article by Mary DeLassia is published on November 9th, 2015, and the source was Dogo News. On Wednesday, November 11th, it was Veterans Day. This is a day where we support our heroes, either U.S. Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, and the Coast Guard. They're what we call our heroes because what their job is to risk their lives so that we can have freedom and for the country to be protected. U.S. President Wilson was the one to start this wonderful tradition in 1919. It was originally called Armistice Day during World War I because, according to my research, it states that the anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended World War I on November 11, 1918, now kept on Remembrance Sunday, U.S. Day. The fighting stopped on November 11, 1918 at precisely 11 o'clock a.m., which was the celebration of Armistice Day. President Wilson encouraged Americans to close work early so that they would be able to participate in parades and other celebrations. Armistice Day was finally declared a legal holiday in 1938. Armistice Day was renamed Veterans Day after World War II and the Korean War to honor all that served in any war. However, the first celebrated Veterans Day was on October 25, 1971. In 1975, President Gerald Ford signed a law to change Veterans Day back to November 11th instead of having it on October 25th so that the history of Armistice Day stayed alive. This law still continues. Some people are unsure about the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day honors those who have died while serving our country. On Veterans Day, we honor those who have gone to war and still return home safely. My personal connection to this article is that my grandfather served in the Vietnam War and returned home safely. My other grandfather served in the Navy. And my great-grandfather and his three brothers served in World War II, and there were all together. Also, my other great-grandfather served in World War II as well. Overall, I am very thankful to live in such a protected and amazing country.